Yurt görevini بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي
واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we're going through the month of Ramadan, as the days go by, we should remind ourselves, subhanAllah, about the blessing of Allah, how He makes the month go easily, alhamdulillah, for many of us. And we should thank Allah ta'ala for this blessing, alhamdulillah. We have suhoor, we have iftar, we have so many different blessings that we should really pay mind to and ask Allah ta'ala for acceptance, ya Rabbil Alameen. And then the other thing is that while we're looking at our own blessings, remind ourselves about those that don't have, and really ask Allah to grant them afia. Ramadan is a month where we remember the poor, the fuqara. And many people, subhanAllah, have a means or a feeling of giving sadaqah in this month. May Allah reward everyone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this feeling comes from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, they said that he was more generous than than a flowing wind, meaning that he'll be moving so quickly to give sadaqah in the month of Ramadan. So please be mindful of the poor, inshallah, while you're in this month as well. Alhamdulillah, we're in, mashallah, in our du'as of the Qur'an. We are going to cover, we skipped one du'a, which is the du'a of Talut, which I want to cover today. The reason why we didn't do it yesterday is because of timing. Obviously, we have a fundraiser today, and that's a lot of fun, you know? And so it takes up a lot of time. And so getting ready, preparation, all these different things, you know, it takes a lot of reading, right? So having said that, mashallah, I want to cover Talut's story because it's a little shorter, and the du'a is very impactful. This is the du'a at the end of the second juz. If you're looking for it, at the end of the second juz. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا الصَّبْرَ وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ It's a very profound dua. What is the dua in reference to? It's a long story, mashallah, but a beautiful story. So please, a couple of your minutes of your time, inshallah. The people of Bani Israel, after Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala talks about them. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَإِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى Have you seen what happened to the community after Musa alayhi salam? What this reminds us is that Allah is telling us, after your Nabi, of whatever time it is, whatever Nabi comes, as soon as he leaves, there will be a weakness in a person's iman. Literally, Anas radiallahu anhu said, as soon as we buried the Prophet Muhammad in the ground, he said that our hearts became darkened. He said immediately when Nabi Sallallahu was put in the ground, we felt our hearts become darkened. Because why? Because the nur of Nabi Sallallahu being outside was such a blessing, right? And so could you imagine that if this is the experience of Sahaba who spent their life with Rasulullah, what would be the experience of you and I 1400 years later? How much of the iman that we really have at this time? So what happens is, at this time, Bani Israel is, and this is again the tribe of Musa alayhi salam that he had to go to, right? Bani Israel at that time, they were in the area of Quds. They were in the area of Jerusalem, okay? This was their land. This was for some time they were there. After Musa alayhi salam, bear in mind, Yusha alayhi salam, which is the companion of Musa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Sahabi, he became a Nabi. His name is Yusha alayhi salam, okay? Yusha alayhi salam goes and conquers the land. At the time of Musa alayhi salam, they couldn't do it. Yusha alayhi salam, he goes and conquers it. Bani Israel lives there for some time. They have it for a little bit of time. What happened next? Their iman dwindled, their faith weakened, and so then Allah took it away, gave it to the people called the Amalika, the Amalekites. Amalekites. They are the Amalika. They are the people who are like, they said they were very ferocious and tyrannous people. People that were like tyrants in themselves. And their leader was a man named Jalut. He was a very fearsome warrior. So now Bani Israel is kicked out. And now they're trying their best to recuperate and bring themselves together. So they have a Nabi. They say the Nabi's name is Shemuel. Samuel, right? They say, Shemuel, alayhi salam, tell Allah, you know, to put down that we can go and fight them. Right? Like they say, we're ready to fight, Shemuel. And so then Shemuel looks at them, alayhi salam. Qala nabiyuhum, right? Hal asaytum? In kutiba alaykum al-qitalu alla tuqatilu. So when they said that, tell Allah to make us go and fight in the path of Allah, Shemuel says something very profound. I want everyone to remember this. Because we have a lot of big dreams and hopes and goals and things like that. And then sometimes our hopes don't match. For example, like, Mawlana, if this whole town was like Muslim, or we had the whole like government as Muslim, and oh yeah, then we'd have rule over everything, and we could do Sharia law and all these different things. I tell you, subhanAllah, like, understand who you and I are. Allah that keeps us in weakness because we are weak. And if we were put in strength, we might do more dhulm than good. Okay? Just keep this in mind. I'm not telling you that you are going to do. But look what happened to Bani Israel, okay? Shemuel alayhi salam tells them, he says, Hal asaytum, maybe, he said maybe. Hal asaytum, maybe if fighting in the path of Allah is written on you, Allah to qatilu, maybe you won't go and fight. It's possible, right? That if you get the power, maybe you're not going to do anything. They said, وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نُقَاتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ أُخْرِجْنَا مِنْ دِيَارِنَا وَأَبْنَائِنَا. Why would we not fight? We lost our homes. We lost our children. Why wouldn't we go and fight? Everyone talks big game, right? Everyone talks big game. Big game was mashallah since the time of Zaman ibn Bani Israel, okay? Everyone talks big game. So they talking big game. فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلِيمُ الْقِتَالِ تَوَلَّوْا. When the fighting was written upon them, they all turned away. إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ, except for very few people, okay? They were just, okay, now, oh no, we have to go fight. Oh no, Sheikh, I'm sorry, you know, it's like 5 p.m. I have to go pick up my kids from the, you know, Burlington school and everything. I don't really have time anymore, Sheikh. You know. No one has time anymore, right? So many things, subhanAllah, I tell you, we've had too much experience with the Muslim Ummah. We know how this community is. We know how people are. When there comes responsibility to take care of responsibility, no one wants to be there. Everyone talks about the job. Then we ask someone to take the job and no one wants to take the job. وَقَالَنُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ. So then what happened? Allah Ta'ala, He intervenes. When He gives you a job, He would like someone to complete it. So what did Allah do? إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ بَعَثَ لَكُمْ طَالُوتَ مَلِكًا. Allah then sends this man Talut. This man's name is Talut. Okay? Allah sends him as a king for them. Who is Talut? No one even heard about him before. He's a farmer. He worked in the fields. He was a very, you know, he's a shepherd taking care of sheep. Very humble individual. Very wise individual. Very strong individual. Very good to be a leader. Okay? So then they hear this Bani Israel and they say that who is this Talut? He's not a Jacob, he's not a Yaqub, he's not a Israel, he's not a nobody here. Who is this Talut? And so they get very upset. They say, Anna yakun lahu mulku alayna. Why would he get the kingdom over us? Wa nahnu aqqu bil mulki mulk. Sheikh Nabi, we are better politicians than him. Wa lam yu'ta sa'atan min al-mal. He doesn't even have any money. What is he going to run his campaign on? Ajib, ajib. And I tell you, this situation, I could switch the names and you'll hear Muslim country, Muslim country, Muslim country. Because this is how we are, the exact same way. We haven't changed. We think that money is going to bring success. We think that dunya is going to bring success. I'm telling you, and you must make this embedded in your mind. From this story, you'll learn this important lesson. What's going to make you win is your iman and your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you recognize that Allah is my mawla, my protector, my master, and my connection with Him is more important than anything else. That connection will save you. In this life, it will save you, and then hereafter, it will save you. So having said that, the Nabi talks to them and says, look, he's smarter than you, and he's bigger than you, you know? بَسْطَطَن فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْجِسْمِ. It has an impact, right? If there's a leader that looks a little scrawny, a little tiny, right? You're like, I don't know, man, he like 4 feet tall. I don't think I really want to follow him, right? Versus a guy like 7 feet, mashallah, right? Like, subhanAllah, you want to follow that guy, right? Mashallah, he's powerful looking, intimidating. Talut was a big person. بَسْطَطَن فِي الْعِلْمِ. He had a tremendous knowledge, very intelligent person. Wal Jism, big guy, you know? Jism, right? Jismani Tolpar, he was a very big guy at that time. So keeping this in mind, Talut was chosen. And then the people were still in doubt. So long story short, there was a box that was taken from Bani Israel called the Tabernacles, Tabut in Arabic. The Tabut was taken into Jerusalem. It was their sacred box. It had like all the special blessings of Musa alayhi salam. You know, like they said the cloth of Musa alayhi salam, a piece of his staff was in there. Some of the little Mubarak things that Musa alayhi salam had and Harun alayhi salam had were inside that box, right? And so they used to take blessings from these things. When they had it in the battle, they would win. So what did the Amalika do? They stole the box, right? SubhanAllah. And then they couldn't get it back and they would never win again. Right? People often criticize us. They say that, why you take barakah from the things of the Salihin, right? Why do you take barakah from people's objects and items? I said, this is no Quran, okay? You denying this is a big issue. Because the Allah is saying the Tabut had the relics of Musa, right? Al Musa, Al Harun, that which Musa and Harun had, right? In that box as well, mashallah. So keeping this in mind, there's nothing wrong with taking blessing. What's the problem here? People's aqidah and iman change. Okay, what is the iman change? Oh, this is like the super powerful ultimate like wisdom beam and everything inside here, right? It's going to shoot lasers from here and all these different things. People have weird aqidah, right? Their aqidah changes. You take it as a source of tabarruk. You can take blessing from it. But who gives the blessing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand? What do Muslims do nowadays? Oh, this is the thing, right? So Allah forgive. Keep that in mind, inshallah. Nothing wrong with it, but keep your iman in the right place, right? Don't put this over there. So having this in mind, mashallah, the box, Allah, the Nabi tells them, I tell you that Allah loves Talut so much, He's going to bring back the box, Tabut, right to your door. And there's this whole incident that's mentioned in the books of Tafsir, how it rolled back into, right in front of their doors. This is not the time to talk about it. So now Talut is chosen as king. He takes out his army, 70,000 or so. Huge army still. So then what happens? Talut passes by. He walks with them for miles on end. A long time they're walking, 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 and they're exhausted. They're tired. They're fatigued. And they're looking for water. They have no water. Finally, while they're walking towards the area of Jerusalem to try to conquer it again, they come by this really big river. And now Talut, he looks at the river. He looks at his guys. And he goes and says, Inna Allaha mubtaliikum binahar. Allah's testing you with the river. But man shariba minhu, whoever drinks from the river, falaysa minni, he's not from me. You're done. Your commission is over. Your job is over. Go home. SubhanAllah. Right? You're thinking about Allahu Akbar. I'm exhausted and I'm tired. And now the leader is telling me not to drink from this water. How dare he? Who does he think he is? Everyone's ego starts to come out. Right? وَمَن لَّمْ يَطْعَمْهُ. And he says, whoever doesn't drink from it, فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. And if he doesn't drink from it, then he's from my nation, my army. إِلَّا مَنِ اغْتَرَفَ غُرْفَةً بِيَدِهِ. He said, I'll give you one ability you can scoop with your hands, and whatever you can scoop, you can drink it. Now everyone's upset. Who wants to listen to a leader like this? He's keeping us away from dunya. What a terrible person this Maulana is, right? So he's telling us, no, don't do this and that. No. Listen, you can have dunya over here. Don't have it in here. What did Talut tell them? He said, the river is there. You can take a little bit for yourself, whatever you need from the dunya. As for whatever else is there, leave it alone. He's testing them. The Biqai writes very beautifully, this is an example of the dunya. If you take a little bit of dunya, it's good for you. If you take too much, what happens? It destroys you. Too much dunya inside will kill you, because then the boat will sink. But keeping dunya outside and spending sadaqa fi sabilillah is a beautiful thing. I never once told anyone not to become Elon Musk. I told them just make sure that you don't become someone whose heart is like Elon Musk. Because why? Because if the money enters the heart, then you become a destroyed, corrupted person. Your money is useless to us. Allahu Akbar, Allah to protect us. Ni'mal ma'lu salih li rajul salih, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet said, how good and amazing is good wealth in the hand of a good person. So keeping this in mind, Talut tells him to drink. You can't drink, right? And then what happens? What do you think happened? 70,000 people. He said, get the heck out of my way. Everyone is pushing everyone, right? They all going, even their horses drink. 70,000 of them all go, right? And they all going to drink. Okay, and so they're all drinking and drinking and drinking and then slurping and chugging whatever they can, right? And they're like, forget about what Talut said. Well, you're gonna join the army anyways. He can't stop us from joining. Who's gonna stop us? So then they try to join, but Allah puts such a sleep on them, they all fall asleep. They can't wake up anymore. I'm sorry, battle's over. You're not qualified to fight. I'm sorry. Your iman wasn't there, your taqwa wasn't there. Allah will not choose you for this. It doesn't matter how much money you have. So now Talut, after this, he sees that these people all fell asleep. Then a few couple other brothers come. They take a little bit, one scoop. And subhanAllah, from that barak of that one scoop, they were given full sustenance as if they drank as much as they needed for the entire body. As much as they lost from the travel, Allah Ta'ala paid them back in a single scoop because they trusted their Amir. They trusted their Shaykh. They trusted their teacher. Whatever they said, they understood. And there was a third group that said, you said that we don't need to drink, so we're not going to drink. And Allah Ta'ala provided them as well. So now, mashallah, how many people are left? Take a big guess. 313. Close enough. Mashallah, I'll give it to you. 313 are left from that whole group that came. فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَهُ قَالُوا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا الْيَوْمَ بِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ. The people that drank a little bit had a little bit of doubt in their heart. When they finally came across Jalut and his army, across the other side now. Now they're at the battlefield. They're looking directly at Jalut and everyone. And now those brothers that drank a little bit, they said, we don't have any power today. You know, even that little bit of effect has an impact, you know? It has an impact on you. So now they're worried. They said, look at the army. Look how big they are. There are thousands and we're few. 313. What can we do against Jalut and Junudi? How can we do anything against Jalut and his army? We have no power whatsoever. قَالَ الَّذِينِ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا. The ones that they are thinking about when they're going to meet Allah. This is what Allah describes them as. Beautiful description, right? The ones who are always thinking about, and they think again and again, that one day I'm going to meet Allah Ta'ala. They said, and this is beautiful what they said, كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلًا غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرًا. How many times have we seen a small group defeat a big group? بِإِذْنِ With the permission of Allah. And it is amazing. They're looking at the army, they're looking at Jalut. Some people said they were giants, all these different things, right? They heard all these different things about them. They're seeing them. Ra'yal-ayn, right before their eyes, they're seeing them. They're saying, we've seen it many times where a small group has defeated a big group with Allah's permission. Allah taki ijaza kisat, mashallah. They say these things. And then they mention why. Why does Allah help them? Wallahu ma'as sabirin. Wallahu ma'as sabirin. Allah is ma'as sabirin. Allah is with the patient people. When you are making sabr, wherever you are Allah does with you at that moment. You have nothing to worry about. When you are fasting, what are you doing the whole day? Hamdu sabr karte, right? We are making sabr. By making sabr, Allah is with you. When you are, subhanAllah, dealing with problems at home, and you're making sabr, Allah is with you. And when you're dealing with the challenges of Iman and Islam, Allah is with you. Everything you're doing, mashallah, with sabr, Allah is with you. What does it say? وَلَمَّا بَرَزُوا لِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِي. When they came forth before Jalut and his army, imagine, mashallah, these amazing people, right? The Iman is so pakka, so firm, so strong they are. Such amazing people they are. When they reach the point where they're going to go and fight Jalut and his army, what do they start doing? All of them, what do they start doing? قَالُوا رَبَّنَا. Right in the beginning of the battle, they start raising their hands in dua. I tell you, mashallah, I can give you so many things. Again, I want to keep it short. But the Palestinian brothers and sisters, mashallah, what they do, what sacrifice they make, and what things they make in terms of dua, Allahu Akbar, it blows the mind about what they're reading, what duas they're making. SubhanAllah, you read, you hear this stuff, and you're just like, what people of Iman, how do you become like that? Why, how can I become like that? When I'm going through hardship, that I can remember to make dua. At the beginning of the battle, what are you thinking about? I'm thinking about my life, my wealth, my health, my kids, everything. At that moment, they are raising their hands saying, Rabbana, afrigh alayna sabara. Allah, pour out sabr on us. Pour patience upon us. The word farag in Arabic is like, you know, you take a container. Do you ever see after the football game, they take like the big jug and they go like this. You ever see that? On the captain, right? This is what you're asking Allah to do with sabr. You're asking Allah, the container of sabr that you have, I want you to pour it out on me. That way nothing makes me feel any bit of fatigue or worry anymore. Afrigh alayna sabra. Allah, pour on us sabr. Wathabbit aqdamana. Allah, my feet are shaking. This is the dua when you give bayan. You can't get past the nervousness. Wathabbit aqdamana. Allah, make our feet firm. Okay? You about to propose to the girl? Thabbit aqdamana. Okay? Allah, make our feet firm. Wansurna ala alqawm alkafirin. They say, Allah, pour upon us sabr. Allah, make our feet firm. We're scared. Wansurna, and Allah, by your help, help us against the disbelieving people. These are people that, subhanAllah, they talked amazing things before. Allah is the sabirin, etc. But at this moment, you can see who they are. Humble people before Allah. They're not people of arrogance. They don't say things because they're just saying things. They're saying things with humility. When they make dua with humility. Allah, I need you, Ya Allah. Rabbana afrigh alayna sabra. I can't handle this test, Ya Allah. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. So what happens, subhanAllah? You must imagine the battle must be incredible. Allah Ta'ala summarizes it in what? فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. That's it. You're thinking the whole battle is going to be recorded in the Quran? Allah Ta'ala did not record it. What did He say? The ayat says, they defeated them with the permission of Allah. Why do you think Allah didn't explain it to you? Because to Allah Ta'ala, these are just details. They're not needed. Exactly. They're not needed. They're just details. Because why? Because this happens again and again and again. That Muslims of few number at Badr, right? At Khandaq, at Khaybar, at this place and this place and this place, and at this place, and Ain Talut, etc., etc., Ain Jalut, I'm sorry, in this place and this place. Muslims again and again and again have the same experience. فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. You think about Jalut, this giant? وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتُ. Allah said, I sent this boy, little shepherd, Dawood, alayhi salam. He, mashallah, and he records the story in the Zabur. He says, I was a shepherd. I was just taking care of the sheep of my father. And then, subhanAllah, an angel came from my Lord and told me to go onto the battlefield. So I went out into the battlefield. I grabbed some stones. They mentioned all these different things about the stones speaking to him, saying, pick me up, all these. He's a Nabi, man, subhanAllah. Okay, understand he's a Nabi, okay? These things don't happen to you and I, okay? Illa, mashallah. But to him, mashallah, he said that he was walking by and he was saying, pick me up, let me use me, let me kill Jalut. SubhanAllah. He took three stones and fired at Jalut, and mashallah, he was dead in a moment. My brothers and sisters in Islam, my point of mentioning this dua is that look, you don't only need this in the battlefield. Your whole life is a battlefield. Every moment of your life, Rabbana afrigh. If you seem like you can't handle what's happening before you, Rabbana afrigh alayna sabra wa thabbit aqdamana. Make this dua, inshallah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will help you in ways you can never even imagine. The sabr will be poured on you. Inshallah. You will feel this much coolness on your heart, inshallah, that you never experienced in your life through the barak of this dua. May Allah grant us tawfiq, inshallah. allow us that inshallah ta'ala for ourselves we can feel this patience and this protection from Allah ta'ala, and may Allah help our brothers and sisters in Palestine, whatever they're going through, ya Allah. May Allah grant them afiyah and nusra, ya Allah. May Allah grant them victory and success, ya Allah. May Allah restore them back into their full health and wealth the way they were before, inshallah ta'ala. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.